Okay, Yessila Rosenblatt with Shira Malos. Now, those of you who know a little bit of the history of that selection, you know that that was once under consideration for being the national anthem of Israel. Oh, yeah, that was Shira Malos. And this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 226 of December 2nd. December 2nd. Wow. What happened to the time? December 7th, Motzei Shabbos, a great concert at Lincoln Square Synagogue with Yonki Lemmer, Sherwood Goffin, and Nathaniel Herstick. Tickets may still be available, but as you know, my predictions usually come true. This will be, aside from being a great concert, it will be a sellout. So I recommend that you contact the Lincoln Square Synagogue. If you need some contact information, just give me a call, or you have my email, cbjmusic@aol.com. Actually, by now, many of you already received my cantorial calendar, and that gives you all the information for purchasing tickets. I will be sending the calendar out in the middle of this week, and you can have the information for that and for a couple of other events that are in the offing. Of course, on the 14th, it's going to be Helfgott with Shikoff at Park East. And a post Hanukkah Kumsitz. I can't give you the details at the moment. Yes, where it's going to happen, the Upper West Side of Manhattan on the 24th. I think the 25th is some sort of holiday, not one that we observe, but this is the pre of that, or this is the post Hanukkah, December 24th. It's going to be dynamite. And if you are on my calendar list, you'll get that information also. Okay, what else did I want to tell you? No, I think that's it. Let's hear Yonki Lemmer, the Chazan Sheni, I guess, at Lincoln Square Synagogue. And this is Umipenei Chatoeinu, Yonki Lemmer.
Penei chatoeinu golino meyaretzeinu v'nisrachaknu Golino, venisrachakinu, meyalarmoseinu.
Love you.
Yonki Lemmer with Umi Panecha To'enu. And let's hear Netanel Herstick, who will be appearing with Yonki and with Sherwood Goffin. This will be Modim, Netanel Herstick.
Oh.
Ooh.
That was Netanel Hrstic with Modim. This will be coming right up. Very pleased to have with me Cantor Sherwood Goffin, who is the senior chazan at the Lincoln Square Synagogue. Shalom, Sherwood.
Shalom, Charlie. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay. We have a great concert coming up. Why don't you tell my audience about it?
Yes. It's going to be this Saturday night, December 7th. It's going to feature, actually, to introduce the community to our new chazan. I'm the senior chazan. I dab once a month now. And now we've hired Kenta Yanky Lemmer, one of the finest young chazanim in the country today. And we want to introduce him to the community. So we're having a concert to introduce him to the community. So, of course, he will sing. And as a senior chazan, I'll also sing something. And we've also engaged Kenta Natanael Hrstic, the wonderful, fine chazan from the Hamptons. And plus a band who's going to be there with us. And it should be a very festive evening. You know, well, Yankee's terrific. The talent's terrific. It should be a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. As you know, my bias, I am a great fan of Yankees. And,
yes, I know.
Yes, and so pleased to see the acceptance that he's received. Because
and his age, he's only, what, 29? Just turned 30, I think.
Right, right. And he's... a wonderful talent. So it's next Motzi Shabbos, the 7th of December, and it'll start at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock at Lincoln Square Synagogue, which okay. is 68th Street and Amsterdam Avenue.
Right, very easily reached. There's a subway, I think, at the 72nd.
Right, the Broadway line, 71, 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to 72nd Street.
Okay, so if people wanted some information, how should they contact?
Well, they should get in touch with Lincoln Square Synagogue. You can either write to information or info at lss.org, or go to the website at www.lss.org.
Uh-huh.
Finally, you can always call 212-874-6100. And probably the best extension dial is 100, which is our receptionist.
Right, so that's 212-874-6100. And for my listeners, if you have any problems, you know how to reach me, and I'll give you all the information. It's going to be a sellout. You know, I'm always right when I predict.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Well, I don't want anybody crying to me that they didn't know or, how come I didn't get a seat. I'm giving you a fair warning. This is a dynamite program. Cantor Yanky Lemmer, Natanael Hrstic, Sherwood Goffin. It will be at the Lincoln Square Synagogue. It's at 180 Amsterdam Avenue and 68th Street. And Sherwood, we're really excited about this. It's at your new synagogue also, and a lot of people haven't had a chance to see the beauty of it and to hear the wonderful acoustics there.
Yes, that's one of the things that we're trying to do for the community, to introduce them to the new synagogue. The old shul. I've been already at Lincoln Square for 48 years.
Uh-huh.
It's a very short time.
But, lots of stuff.
In that time, We had the old building for over 42 years.
Uh-huh.
First, we started out in an apartment, and then we built the original building. And that building had terrible acoustics. It was meant to kill crowd noise totally. So the ceiling was insulated, the walls were insulated, the rugs, of course.
Right.
So, you know, when you sang, it was like singing in a closet. Just walk into your clothes closet and sing, and that's how, you know, that's how it sounded.
Right.
Here, when they were building a new building, they asked me, and I said, look, get an acoustic engineer who specializes in acoustics, and they listened to me, and they got a corporation that specialized in concert hall acoustics.
Uh-huh.
And they designed the acoustics. So it's a beautiful sound. It's a, you know, it's not overly done so that you can't hear the rabbi speak.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's something where the cantor's voice rings. You know, a chazan or any singer actually thrives in a room that has beautiful acoustics, where there's a resonance, the response. There's a, I wouldn't call it an echo, but it is sort of an echo, you know, where it gives your voice more presence. And it's like singing on a microphone with a little bit of reverb on it. You know,
uh-huh.
It gives an extra punch to the voice. So that's what the acoustics do. And the synagogue itself is round, like the old synagogue. The old synagogue, however, was a bowl shape. This is like a shallow plate, because you're not allowed to build. The new code doesn't allow you to build synagogues like we did before, because you can't have aisles with stairways.
Oh, yes.
You have to be able to put a handicapped person in a wheelchair to roll up and down the aisle. So, so it had to be shallow. But it is a little larger than the old shul, a few less seats because of the fact that it has to be spread out. And there are 613 lights. Now, for those who are familiar with Jewish tradition, we are told that there are 613 commandments in the Torah, Taryag Mitzvot. So there are 613 lights in the ceiling to represent the Torah.
I know someone who tried to count them, but it's...
it's an algorithm.
Yes.
So it's hard to follow, you know.
But it's so beautiful, and it's such a pleasure to be there in Shabbos and hear you and to hear Yanki and to see the response of the congregation to the new synagogue.
It's drawing people to the new synagogue. You know, they say if you build it, they will come.
Yes.
So people are coming. They are filling the seats every Shabbos.
Yes.
And certainly Yanki brings them in, and we're getting a lot of young people, too, because the old shul had youth groups in an annex that was very old.
Mm-hmm.
Some people claim that they saw mice and they, you know, whatever. And the parents were not very happy with that venue. And now here, obviously, I mean, I don't blame them. So even the left didn't come. But the new shul on the second floor has a beautiful base membership, beautiful, stunning base membership, a glass from ceiling to floor to ceiling. And it's the same in the main shul also, but this on the second floor. And there are seven beautiful, new, spanking, clean classrooms. Very, very beautiful. And that's where we have our youth groups. Young people are coming in droves.
Well, I also think it's a great credit to the synagogue that they've had a commitment to Chazanis for all these years, and that you have been there 48 years, which is astounding in today's environment in terms of Chazanis and commitment to the cantorial art.
Well, thank God. I mean, for me personally, by the way, this is my 50th year being a full-time Chazan. I was 2 years in the Bronx.
I see.
But it's true. I mean, Midtown is the last bastion of full-time Chazanim. You know, unfortunately, in America, most of the other Chazanim are part-time. Or, I remember when I started out, there were 30 full-time Orthodox Chazanim in Brooklyn.
Wow.
There are three or four left today, and they're not full-time at all. They're not getting much.
Yes.
The Bronx had 15 or 20. Now there are two, I think.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know that you, with your involvement with the Bell School, have done a lot to continue the tradition, and we're hoping that there'll be a renaissance. It's slow, but it's something.
I hope so. I'm now again a co-president of the Cantorial Council of America, which is the alumni and the professional organization of the Bell School.
Uh-huh.
And we've seen many cantorial positions that have closed. Once a chazan leaves, they don't renew them. So one of my jobs as president is, first of all, to unite all the Chazanim that are still members of ours. We're different than many other organizations that, first of all, we don't accept anybody who's not a full-time professional.
Uh-huh.
Now, you have to be a regular Chazan, even once a month. You're once a month on a shul, but that's the regular shul. Of course, you have to be traditionalist, too. You have to be a Shomer Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
But through this organization, we hope, and I have the Bell School and Cantorial Council, has seminars, which we send out, and we do in different synagogues all over the East Coast and Midwest, to teach people the importance of davening, why davening is so important, has to be done by a professional.
Sure. And to do it properly, of course.
Right. I always say, although I love Shlomo Carbach, who's very close to me, he lived nearby,
mm-hmm.
and we did many, 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 many concerts together. And I was really started out as a folk singer. We did so many concerts together. But, you know, I always say that if a young man with a voice knows two Carlbach Nigunim, already he's a chazan. You know. But that, you know, that means that he doesn't really know much else.
Right.
And people have to understand that this is a profession. This is a calling. This is a person has to be a professional. He has to know what he's doing and why he's doing it, and what the framework is, the musical framework and the halachic framework. So, if we push the idea strong enough, perhaps someday the people will realize, you know, hey, you're right. We really need someone who knows.
Yes,
how to do this
yes, problem. And it is a question of education, and that's so important. So, listen. Sherwood, I wish you and the congregation and Yanki, and of course Netanel, a successful event, and I look forward to being there to share in the wonderful music and the feeling that will be evinced at that concert.
So it's going to be wonderful to have you with us. We look forward to it. And we hope. Everyone who's there feels the same way, God willing.
Okay. Thanks again, Sherwood. Thank you,
Charlie, so much.
Thank you
for helping us advertise this and to publicize
it. It's my pleasure.
Very, very much.
And I'm sure it's going to be a great success and a sellout. So to my listeners, again, you were forewarned. Shalom.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
Shalom, all the best.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was this conversation that I had with Sherwood Goffin, Cantor, senior cantor at the Lincoln Square Synagogue. And again, I'm not going to repeat it anymore. It's going to be a sellout. Don't miss it. Okay. It's this coming Motzei Shabbos. Now you've heard me play Sidney Shikoff and Sal. I need to respond to your email. And I don't have much information about Shikoff's family. Sidney Shikoff had his son, Neil, who was a famous metropolitan opera tenor, and he will be joining Helfgott on Motzei Shabbos the 14th. And the reason that Shikoff is there is that this is commemorating the 100th birthday of Richard Tucker. And apparently the Shikoffs had a relationship with Tucker, and that's how this came to be. I'm sorry I haven't responded. I will speak to you and find out more information about the Shikoff family. This is Cantor Sidney Shikoff with V'hu Rachum. That's not, how did I do that? Ahavas Olam. No, it's supposed to be V'hu Rachum is the first selection. Okay, the first piece. Okay, here it is. V'hu Okay, Vahu Rachum, I got that straight. And we'll next hear cantor Sidney Shikoff with Mi Sho'osu Nisim.
Oh! Krikova voroj. Moje galo je sano, beko.
Cantor Sidney Shikoff, yes. Quite good. We haven't heard much of him. I certainly glad that I found the album in my collection and was able to present it to you. Saul, hope you enjoyed that. Let's hear Richard Tucker with Mihi Rotson. Richard Tucker.
Shalom.
Okay, that was Richard Tucker, and certainly appropriate this past Shabbos. We davened, and we had the new year, Mishor Nisim from Shikoff, and Yehi Ratzon from Richard Tucker. We have time for one more selection, and this will be the great Moshe Stern with classic Seam Shalom. Moshe Stern.
Seam Shalom, I hope it all up. Chesed v'rachamim Oleinu v'yakol Yisrael Amecho Barcheinu avinu kulonu k'yechot Kulonu k'yechot v'yair ponecho Barcheinu avinu kulonu k'yechot V'yair ponecho V'yair ponecho Nasa Vas pesed
Terrific. Moshe Stern. And this is Charlie Burnout, hoping that you enjoy these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. If you want to inquire about the Kumsitz on the 24th, I'll be able to give you some information. You know the 7th is coming Shabbos evening, Motze Shabbos at Lincoln Square Synagogue, and the following Motze Shabbos at Park East. By now you know what's happening. Thanks for joining with me. And don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Thank you. Shalom.